We'll get Coach Dilley. That's it on live here in the postgame, Coach. 30-point win for you in the green and white tonight. Good from the start and great at the end. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. I thought our guys came out great right away and took care of business and really kind of set the tone early on. The team, I told them, we had to come out and take care, start off fast and just set our tone and play our basketball and get a good win tonight, get some guys in, get some shots up, and really worked in that mid-range game, I thought, and did a great job tonight with that.
Yeah, you average 55 points per game coming into it, and you had 44, and there were still 2 minutes left in the first half. I mean, just the you were firing on all cylinders, inside, outside, passing it extremely well. I mean, really looked good.
Yeah, I thought our guys did a great job, and you never know what you're going to have coming off a break here and come back and play Monday. We practiced Friday, but played on Monday, so it's always tough coming off the weekend, but I thought our guys really came out, executed well. We ran through our sets pretty well tonight, I thought, and did a good job of moving and distributing and taking care of things.
Defensive end?
We did okay. There was a couple times defensively where we lost our backside help again, but we were kind of trying to stay with Kuthro a little bit and try not to leave him, so it was just that extra guy trying to drop a little bit more, but talked about that at halftime, and I thought our guys did a better job than the second half. And really did a good job of limiting them to one and done. Took a couple charges there, so those are always good to have, and just those energy plays for our guys and on the floor. So that was a fun game for us.
All in all, 10 different guys score. Everyone plays, which makes it all the more fun.
Yeah, it's always a great time when everybody can play and get some of those other guys in that come to practice every day that don't always get to see the floor every night. And getting Slag a little basket there at the end. We've been nice to get Tammy a basket. But it's just that everybody's played well, and we're getting better, and we'll get back after things tomorrow and get ready for Estherville on Friday.
Yeah, back to the Lakes Conference schedule. Get one back in the win column, we certainly hope.
Yeah, get another one in the win column. It'll be good on Friday. It'll be a tough game. They're a lot better than what they have been in the past, so it'd be great to have a packed field house on Friday night and pick up another Lakes Conference victory.
Well, my Wells Ag Supply of Fonda player of the game, I couldn't select anyone, but I did select a play of the game, one that maybe you remember what you did when you were a youngster, throwing one up off the backboard and throwing it down with two hands, a la Malgayenga.
That was a sweet play.
Oh, my goodness.
That kid can jump out of the gym. I told him the other day, I said, I bet you can't touch the top of the square. He jumped up the top of the backboard, square touched it, and called it good. So he can get up, and that's a sweet play. And it's nice in a game like this to get one of those types of things for him to be able to do that, and hopefully that's the energy play we can do as we go forward.
All right, Heath, I'll let you go forward, and best of luck Friday night.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Dilley here in the post game, and we also wish all the best to Coach Smith and the Ridgeview Raptors as they go forward with a record of 2-8 now, and they're at home tomorrow night against Maple Valley Anthony Odo Charter Oak Ute, and the Storm Lake Tornadoes again play Friday against ELC.